that's right. It's me. Yes, it is me, Ann Eller. Slightly froggy, but much better than yesterday. We wouldn't have even had this much sound coming out of my voice. So how you doing this afternoon? It certainly is a beautiful afternoon out there. And this afternoon, my very special guest is Stephanie Turner. She is the Uptown Market Manager for that growing Uptown Market that we have in Uptown Greenwood. How you doing today, Stephanie?
Doing great. Thanks for having me, Ann.
Absolutely. Well, you're a northerner, moved south.
Yeah, that's right. I grew up in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah. I found my way to South Carolina.
Yeah. And you told me you kind of followed your parents down here.
Yeah, they moved when I was in college, and then I decided I wanted to pursue graduate studies in South Carolina, kind of be closer to them, and went to Clemson.
Clemson. I understand you had both Clemson and Carolina vying for you.
Yeah, I had assistantships offers in both places and just had to go with what seemed like the better fit for me.
Well, and so now you're a Clemson Tiger through and through.
That's right.
Okay, all right. Well, that's great. Hey, when you were growing up, I'm always curious, I always ask this question. What did you think you wanted to be?
I thought I was going to be in the Amazon jungle somewhere discovering new species of frogs. That was, yeah, I thought I was going to be an environmentalist.
Wow. That was a different bent.
Yeah, I had a love of animals and I had a love of science, and I thought, gee, you know, I could be that person that adds to that.
So how did you get into plants?
In college, I had a great professor that just really sparked my interest in botany and the plant sciences, and it just took me on a different turn completely.
I guess so. Now, what was your specialty, shall we say, for being in the plants and the botany part of it?
I studied plant sciences, and it was just basically plant anatomy and plant functioning. And then when I got out, I actually took another turn into horticulture when I started at Park Seed.
Wow. Now, how did you end up at Park Seed? That should be an interesting turn. You were at Clemson. And how long did you work at Park Seed?
I was at Park Seed for 13 years. And really, when my parents had moved to the area, my dad knew my love of plants and things and had heard about the open house at Park Seed. And I went and I said, wow, this is like Disney World for plants, you know? And they didn't have anything open at the time, but I wasn't finished with college yet. So when something came open and I heard about it, I applied and ended up in the research department there, being responsible for learning how to tend to all the trials and start them from seed.
Wow, that had to have been a fascinating job, truthfully, and with the Park Seed, with the gardens and everything, and bringing those to fruition every year.
Yeah, it was really neat, and seeing all the behind the scenes and the long process, really, that it was to make it happen every year. And after several years, I transitioned into the marketing side of it, so I ended up managing the brand and being the one that went out there and evaluated all those things to figure out what was the best tomato, what was the best squash.
Does that mean you had to do a lot of taste testing?
A lot of taste testing, measuring, weighing, picking, yeah.
So from that job, you ended up being the Uptown Market Manager. How did that come together?
Well, I saw the position advertised, and I just thought that it seemed like an amazing opportunity to get more involved in the local community and help people make that tie to local food, that maybe some of my background would be able to help with the local farmers and their produce selections and things like that.
Well, you know, it is amazing. You know, you've been in this, well, you were there for 13 years, and you came on at the market after the first of the year?
Yeah, in January of this year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is an amazing transformation, I think. In 13 years, you've seen a difference from people going to the grocery store to buy all their produce, to really getting into buying it from local farms, to even trying their own hand at it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really the background at Park Seed was all these folks growing their own things, and they really knew their varieties. They knew what they liked, and they had their favorites, you know.
So I guess that, but to see the change, the marketing that's gone into getting people to be concerned about where their food comes from in today's world has to have played into it a lot, too.
Yeah, there's been a huge shift. You know, the whole factory setting was a big deal. And then now we're coming back around to being more local and in your own yard or knowing your farmer, making a relationship and knowing what they're doing with your food before you eat it.
Sure. This has been, I think, a phenomenal in a pretty short period of time to have been able to affect that change.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we've had people that were always into growing their own or like to buy fresh tomatoes or fresh this, but not to the extent that we see now.
Yeah. I really have awe for all these local farmers that, I mean, they're doing these almost lost arts and bringing it back, and they're so eager to share it with people, too.
Sure. In fact, you were talking about there's going to be a tour, a farm tour. That's during the Festival of Flowers?
It's actually for the whole upstate, and it's going to be 23 different farms, and it's from the Carolina Farm Steward Association sponsored, and two of our farmers are on the tour, Possum Kingdom Creamery and Happy Critters Ranch, and it's June 6th and 7th.
Wow. That's going to be a fantastic, this goes on every year.
Yeah, they have it every year in the beginning of June. The farms are not always the same farms that you can stop at, but there's some great local farms. There's BioWay Farm, Early Bird Farm, and all these folks that...
Free samples?
They do samples, yeah. They let you try their product, or they teach you what they're doing. They tell you about their processes. It's really amazing to see behind the scenes and what some of these folks really are accomplishing.
And, of course, that's bringing that right there to the Uptown Market right here in Greenwood. You've seen, this is going to be the fourth anniversary tomorrow. This is hard to believe.
Yeah, I know.
4 years.
Yeah, so I wasn't there for the beginning, but I've learned about the whole process, and it's been a big undertaking for the community and for the city. And it's really amazing how everybody's ideas and process and inputs have come together, and they're starting to bloom now. And with the building of the new facility, and it's been 4 years of this interaction with farmers, it's really an exciting time.
Sure. I can remember the first year, Penny Parisi. Mm-hmm. I think they only had a couple, and they had a couple of the sheds that were there.
Yeah.
And now look where we've gone. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. I'm here with Stephanie Turner. And yes, I'm froggy, but I'm here. So don't you go away. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here with Stephanie Turner. Stephanie, I mean, I was just reading over your bio here, and I see you've been a vegetarian since, what, 12, 13?
Yeah, I was 13 years old. Yeah.
And what convinced you to turn vegetarian?
I read this book about factory farmed animals and the conditions they were raised in, and it just hurt my heart, and I just decided then I was going to try to be a vegetarian.
And you've maintained one, yes?
Yeah. Every so often I crave chicken, like when I was pregnant. But other than that, now it's, you know, it's really a habit. It's been a lifelong situation. So.
Wow. So, but I bet you find that challenging, though, too. Your husband is not a vegetarian, and then you have a five-year-old, too, right?
Yeah. So sometimes at night, we'll do, like, three different versions of what's for dinner tonight. And
there's Stephanie's virgin, her son, and her husband's, okay.
Exactly, yeah, and I'll just add meat to his and maybe hide the vegetables in my son's, and off we go.
But, you know, in today's world, there's so many possibilities. And with the markets and with the extended growing season that we have here in the South, as opposed to up there in Connecticut, you have a lot more possibilities. Now, do you grow vegetables?
Yeah, I do. I have a home garden. I grow some on my patio. I grow our personal favorites for the family. Like, my husband likes cucumbers, so I make sure I plant that. And I'm a tomato fan, so I always do that. And
what's your favorite tomatoes since you worked out at Park Seed? Any of those tomatoes that went out in outer space?
Well, not a space tomato, no. There's one that's called Chef's Choice, and it's orange. And orange. That's a really nice tomato. That's one of my favorites. And it's heirloom ones. There's a pineapple. That's a nice, I like the nice big.
Big tomatoes.
Big tomato. A little bit of acid and sweet, yeah.
All right. Well, with the fourth anniversary tomorrow, you're going to be open at the market from 10 to 2. Now, the first year, they were over there really across from Millhouse, but now it's moved really around the corner behind
Kickers.
Behind Kickers there.
Yeah.
What used to be the juror's unpaved parking lot, having been a juror, and now it's paved. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah, the parking lot got a great, great big update. Yeah.
Yeah. So how is the response? What's happening as far as with the new location and the expandedness of it and everything?
So we've seen a lot of growth this summer, both with community attending and with farmers being interested. So we've added several farmers this year, and the momentum's really kind of picking up, I think.
So who will be there tomorrow? Or who shall we say, maybe let's do it this way. Who are the standard vendors that usually you can count on every week? And by the way, it's more than Wednesday. It's really Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday.
Right. So Monday and Thursday and Saturday are Precy Farms. And Saturday also Breezy Quarters joins her. And then Wednesday is our market day right now from 10 to 2 where all the vendors are out there. So you have Grits and Groceries, Precy Farms, Possum Kingdom Creamery with the goat's milk and the goat cheese, Happy Critters Ranch with pasture-raised pork, Sun and Hoff with mushrooms and honey, and Breezy Quarters with the soaps and bath products, Aromas, Village Coffee comes out and does coffee, tea, and smoothies. And I'm a Lazy Farmer comes out with rabbit meat and rabbit sausage.
Okay.
I don't want to miss anybody. That'd be upset. And then Heritage Greenhouse has joined the market this year as well, and she's out there with flowers, mixed containers, and flowering baskets.
That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. And when the weather's great, that's a great place to be.
Yeah. There's a lot to see and do, and there's our vendors let you taste their products and talk about their products and tell you all about it. So,
now you have to be, how do you, if one wants to be part of this, you have to get a business license, is that right? What is the deal for being a vendor?
Yeah, so you need to either have a city business license or pay a vendor fee. There's a fee schedule for farmers and artisans and crafters that want to be involved in the Uptown market. That's a little bit less of a fee than what might be a city business license in some cases, to encourage folks to come out to the market and participate.
Sure. And any restrictions as far as their farming? Does they have to be organic or anything along that line?
No, they don't have to be organic, but we're actually very fortunate that we have Parisi Farms, which is pesticide-free, and then we have another farmer joining us this summer, Metz Organics, who also uses organic practices. So we do have a lot of options for folks that are conscious of that. We don't have a limitation, though.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just curious. Now, just out of curiosity, does it make a difference, as the botanist that you are, does it make a difference between pesticide-free and using pesticides? What's your opinion?
Well, my opinion is I prefer pesticide-free. I know that there are guidelines and there's safe applications of pesticides, and in some cases there's certain crops that you really don't get a good harvest unless you use a little bit of something,
right?
Because they just get attacked so heavily by some sort
voraciously
of
pest. Yes.
Yeah, right. So in that case you do as little as possible, and that's sort of my philosophy, just as little harm as possible and continue on. But the nice thing about purchasing something from someone at a market is you can look them in the eye and ask them, what did you spray on this?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I just, curiosity, because, you hear all these different things. And, of course, what you hear on the internet must be all true, right? So I thought I'd ask somebody sitting across from me from the table, It's nice when you can get it, but sometimes you just cannot get every product that way.
Yeah, it's really difficult, especially certain things like strawberries and things, certain fruits that get a lot of fungal attack. It's hard to do without putting something on it.
Sure. Okay. Well, tomorrow, May 20th, from 10 to 2, they are going to be having the 4th anniversary celebration. Now, what is going to be happening? I understand you're having cake for 4 years.
Yeah. So Grits and Groceries was gracious enough to make some cake for our anniversary, so that should be a good treat. They'll be bringing that out. And then the YMCA from 10 to 11 will be doing a line dancing demonstration / class that's free if people wanted to participate. Montague's will be out there cooking up a demonstration sample of local vegetable, whatever's in season. And then Self Regional prepares 3 dishes, brings it out, so you can sample it, and then you can take the recipe card home if you liked it, and buy your produce, take it home and try it.
Wow.
Yeah. We'll have door prizes, and we'll be giving away one of the buttons for the farm tour, which is $30 value. And Breezy Quarters will have a little station set up where you can try her soaps. So there's a lot of things going on, yeah.
Now, how about you're going to have some music?
Oh, Ashby Stokes,
yes,
and Jake Bartley will be performing as well at, from 12 to 1. And they are generously giving some door prizes as well, a few of their CDs.
You know, when you look at this, this is a big undertaking every week. I mean, this one is special. But, you know, on a regular basis, y'all have music and you have Self Regional out there and even Montague's. I mean, All these people are participating.
Yeah, we're fortunate that we have good partners and a lot of people that are very passionate about this connection to local food. And so I think it's only going to continue growing and we're going to end up with more partnerships and really make connections in the community. And just try to convey to the community how important it is to make that connection and know what you're eating and how nice it is, what a perk it is that we have that in Greenwood.
Well, what about kids now? Kids think that all food comes from McDonald's or Burger King, you know, the stores, the fast food restaurants. I mean, the idea that somebody grows it in the ground is pretty earth-shattering, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And really, the Uptown Market is an excellent opportunity to educate and to reach out to children. We have been at the YMCA Kids Fest. I brought purple carrots out there and sliced them up. And people said, "What is that? What is that? It's a carrot. It's purple. It's a purple carrot."
Right.
Just that education about, you know, what are the options out there. And then we've also started a little two-bite challenge, you know, sort of like the ice bucket challenge, except for it's for children and the vegetables. So
How's that working for you, Stephanie?
As soon as I brought the video camera out, my son, who says, no, not going to try it. Oh, you're going to videotape it? Okay. You know, he's a natural ham. So He tried his vegetables. He did not like them. He spit them out. But at least he put them in his mouth. And they say, you know, if you have to try something 7 times sometimes before you develop a taste for it. So he challenged his little buddies and the soccer teams and different groups shared it. And it was nice to see all the children trying different things. And some of them didn't spit it out. And that's the point, at least getting them introduced to it.
Why is it, do you think, children have such an aversion to vegetables? They're supposed to be the curiosity ones. They have curiosity about so many things.
That is a tough question. And, you know, I find it with my son as well. I mean, he's curious about other things, but as soon as it's something new, not even just a vegetable, it's a new food, it's just shut down.
Interesting. Well, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. We are talking with Stephanie Turner. She is the Uptown Market Manager. You're going to be having a big 4th anniversary celebration. Now, Stephanie, don't you have a Facebook page?
We do. It's Uptown Greenwood Market.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So join them on Facebook and see what's going on. But that'll be going on from 10 until 2. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the construction, what's happening on the new market that's going to be even bigger and better. Hard to believe. 4 years have passed, and it continues to grow. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. South Carolina Radio News is up next. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. It's Froggy and Eller right here with you this afternoon. So much better than yesterday and the day before. It's hard to believe I could still be this bad, but I am. Hey, but I'm here with Stephanie Turner. She is the Uptown Market Manager. And, of course, this is a new position, actually been funded for 3 years.
Yes,
to get
right.
to get it up and going. Now, this is funded through?
Through the South Regional Family Foundation for 3 years. And then also the VCon Rasmussen Foundation has contributed with grant money for the building of the construction of the pavilion and all.
Yeah. I mean, this really is a massive project when you look at it here on paper, and and it's going to be ready by December 2015. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, barring any major weather or other problems, yeah, beginning of December, it should be all completed.
Because they have what is done right now, or in the works right now.
So they started in April, mm-hmm. and the first step was to remediate the soil. So they had to dig up all the bad parts of soil that weren't good, suitable for construction, and then refill it back in and compact it. So if it looked like we were digging up and putting back and digging up and putting back, they were.
They weren't just out there playing in the dirt.
No, okay. Yeah. And I never thought I'd be so excited to see cinder blocks as I was this week. But yeah, they've poured some foundation work now, and they have cinder blocks out there, and they're getting ready to do construction. They're starting in this back corner now where the storage room and the restrooms are.
So they're really going to start at the back and work forward? Is that kind of the plan?
I don't know the whole sequence, but that's where they are right now. Yeah, yeah.
But they are going to have almost an amphitheater type effect, aren't they, there, so they can do the concerts and everything?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So the Uptown Market facility is going to be more than just a farmer's market, and they're going to be able to use it for a lot of events in the community and different purposes. In the back of the lot is a raised berm or an elevated lawn that will be able to house concerts. And then the whole plaza area where the interactive fountain is, the fountain can be shut off, and that could be seating area for folks with their lawn chairs and whatnot.
Or it could be interesting to have a concert and have people sitting out there and turn the fountain on. Hey,
I will know how to turn the switch. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Can't get anybody off their duffs out there. You can always turn on the fountain. There you go.
It's time to dance, people.
Yeah. Okay. But you're going to have a huge area for a interactive fountain.
Yeah, it's 3,600 plus square feet. And if you can't visualize what an interactive fountain is, it's jets of water squirting up from the ground. Lots of fun for community and children in the area.
And they'll be able to run around in it and get wet. And
yeah,
all this kind
get
of
their
stuff.
Bathing suit on, run around, and the parents can enjoy sitting in the lawn nearby. And yeah.
Okay. All right. And like I said, during a concert sometime, Stephanie's going to just get a wild hair and go over there and turn the fountain on, and it'll be a wild time for everybody.
I don't know if everyone would appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, anyways, it's a thought, Stephanie.
Yeah.
You know, another thought I had, having a little train running around there. Now, that would be very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe in our next phase of planning the master plan, we get some retro trolley going on. That'd be great.
That would be cool. That would be real cool. But they're going to have the fountain, then they're going to have this area where they can do concerts and everything, and that's really where they're having on Oregon Street right now. I presume everything will move over there.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's the idea, and I think it'll work out really well. And the market building itself will be able to be used for other events, probably be able to be incorporated into the Festival Discovery in the summer for the crafters and the other vendors that come. It'll be able to be rented out for weddings and different events. So I can see it being a great venue for children's birthday parties, having the interactive fountain right there. So
it'd be a great event for weddings with the interactive fountain too.
Yeah.
Why do kids get all the fun? That's what I want to know. Yeah.
Sure, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, for those different weddings. There you go. But now you're going to have a market building. Will it open up and be able to be closed up? Is that
It's open air, so it doesn't close. Okay. It's like a large brick pavilion, and it's modeled to look after a train station. So,
which is why we need the trolleys.
Yeah. So it has that old appeal of the old train station. And it will have skylights down the middle from VLUX. And it will have areas where the market vendors can pull their truck through and sell their wares. There'll be room for 16 to 20 farmers underneath the pavilion. And then we have lots of room in around it in the lawn and other areas that we can grow with a tent market if we need.
Now, how big a market could you potentially have there?
Well, if you look at other farmers markets in the area, mm-hmm. There's as many as 50, 60, 70, 80 vendors. So the upstate is very rich in local producers. So there is a potential for that to come here.
Well, that would certainly change the flow of traffic on Saturdays and Wednesdays into a place to be in Uptown Greenwood.
Exactly. So we're hoping that this will have a tremendous positive impact on Uptown businesses and restaurants and encourage people to locate their businesses uptown, especially in places along Maxwell Avenue or close to the market.
Sure. Now, what do you think the potential for, what will this place being here, the Uptown Market, do for Uptown? What is the impact that it's going to be on the community, do you think?
Oh, I can't say in numbers of dollars or anything, but I mean, yeah, I think it'll be a tremendous positive impact. You're going to be drawing a different crowd of people to the Uptown, and when they're there, they'll be seeing the other businesses, and a lot of the work that's been done in the master plan to the Uptown will only enhance it and sort of serve as, if you've seen the way the federal building has become the art center and become this draw magnet for events and people to do things uptown, the market will do the same.
So it is a win-win situation right here in Uptown Greenwood. Tomorrow is the 4th anniversary celebration. They're going to be having a big time. You know, it was back in 2011 when this idea was first forming, mm-hmm. and here we are 4 years. And hopefully by the end of this year, the whole master plan will be done. That's pretty huge for an uptown market to proceed that fast.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, we had a little hiccup along the way where they thought they were going to get construction done over the winter, and it didn't start till April. But I think it's all going to roll out just fine now, and I think people are just so excited to see it come.
Now, how many vendors do you have regular vendors every week? I mean, different ones during the week. But if someone wanted to come that hadn't been a regular vendor, could they come and give it a try and see if they wanted to come back, that type of thing?
Yeah, we have very modest fees to be a vendor, so they would just need to contact me through the Facebook page or through market@cityofgreenwoodsc.com, and they can talk to me about what their plan is, and they could come out for a day at a time and just try it. We've set vendor fees to be in the market so that they're really achievable for folks, and we hope that will increase the number of vendors that are interested.
How much does it cost?
Well, for example, for a produce farmer, it's $5 to come to the market.
Wow,
that day.
That's pretty cheap. I'm
plus
sorry.
$40 for the whole season instead of a business license.
Wow,
so
that is very affordable. Now, what about, do you have to be legitimate farmer?
Yeah, so each product that these farmers offer are regulated by the state in different ways, so it depends on the product. So you either need your meat inspection license or
a backyard grower couldn't come?
A backyard grower, yeah, we want them to have a business. So
okay, so it does have to be a business, somebody that does this as a business.
Right.
Not a, let's see, we got an overproduction of cucumbers. Let's go on down to the market and sell them.
Yeah, we do want them to be an actual business. That is one of the ideas, though, going forward, that we would have a day or a spot and sometimes for home gardeners.
Yeah.
But right now, we're trying to keep it to business. That's their business, and that's their practice. And then we have to also look at the different regulations for each one So they have to meet the state standards and certifications.
Okay. All right. Hey, I am here with Stephanie Turner. She is the Uptown Market Manager. She is with the City of Greenwood. It's going to be a great time tomorrow, May 20th. I think the weather's even supposed to cooperate, isn't it?
It's supposed to be beautiful.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
They say every kiss begins with... But at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices and smoochable results.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Hey, 4:49 in the afternoon. I hope you're enjoying the show, even though I got this craggy voice. But we wanted to have Stephanie on here because tomorrow is the 4th anniversary celebration of the Uptown Market. They're going to be doing all kinds of great things from 10 to 2. Everything from music to cake. Doesn't get any better than that, does it?
That's right. Free cake.
Free cake. And of course, now... Is this cake made with all local ingredients?
It is probably mostly local ingredients. So Grits and Groceries uses 80% local ingredients whenever possible. That's their goal. They're really good about keeping it in South Carolina and doing things that are seasonal and kicking it up a notch with everything that they do.
Yeah, so, I mean, they just do a great job. And, of course, every week I think people look forward to the casseroles and dishes that you can just take them home and heat them up, and you've got dinner.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, Chef Heidi has been named the South Carolina ambassador, chef ambassador for the state by Nikki Haley. So she's been doing a lot of outreach and, you know, how you can source local and how valuable that is and how it makes good food. And it just makes good sense.
Well, you know, there's nothing better than getting a tomato out of your own garden.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people have experienced that, or even if they didn't grow it, one that had just been picked, or when somebody gives you some produce like cucumbers and tomatoes and all this thing, there is such a difference over those store-bought tomatoes.
Yeah, fresh makes a difference. It's local. That means you're getting it much closer to time when it's picked than you would be in a grocery store. And if you put in good ingredients when you're cooking, then you're going to get a better product out. So I think
she's... You know how to cook it. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, she has that down. So I think, yeah, you don't have to worry about that with Grits and Groceries. Yeah,
absolutely. So they're always there, and they really have done a fantastic job and brought a lot where people come back and they look forward to seeing them every week.
Yeah, everybody has their favorite at Grits and Groceries when I talk to them. Oh, I always get the meatloaf. Oh, I love the praline bacon. Or my favorite is their lemon drop pound cake. I can't get enough of that. It's amazing.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, let's just talk about Parisi Farms a little bit. Penny Parisi has been on board since the very beginning there.
Yeah. She's been a great partner for the Uptown Market. And she's really built a following, I think, in the community of folks that really relate to her and how she is so honest and open with how she takes care of her produce and what's going on with the produce that she's offering. She's very choosy about what she offers and what she chooses to grow and how she presents it to customers, and I think they all really appreciate that.
Sure. And she has a big following just because people have gotten to know her over these 4 years.
Well, it doesn't hurt that she's a fantastic person. She's super friendly and very genuine. Yeah. So I think people really enjoy working with Penny and shopping from Penny.
Absolutely. Okay. What's one of the other farms maybe you've visited?
So this year we had a new farmer, Possum Kingdom Creamery in Belton. And
why do they have goats when it says Possum Kingdom?
They're actually the neighborhood, that area of Belton is called Possum Kingdom, or known as Possum Kingdom.
Okay.
So that's, they're identifying with where they're at. But yeah, they... When they applied to be a market vendor, I went out to look at her facility and her farm. She has storage areas for when she does milk and when she does cheese, and she gets inspected by the South Carolina Department of Agriculture, or DHEC, depending on the product. And when I was there, she was getting close to feeding time for all of her baby goats. So that was one of the highlights of my job so far. I got to sit. She let me hold the baby goat and bottle feed the baby goat, and I just fell in love. Okay. But yeah, she has a lot of goats that she raises. I don't know how she does it. She must have extra hours in the day. But her cheese is amazing. She does Chev and feta at the market, and also sells the raw goat's milk.
Wow. Okay. All right. So that's one of them. How about another one you'd like to talk about?
So another new one that we added this year is the Lazy Farmer, and he's out in Gray Court.
Sounds like my type of farmer.
I know, it's truly a misnomer because I believe he does everything out there. He has a garden and does produce, but he also raises rabbits. He breeds the rabbits, so he has two different types of rabbit, and then he keeps track of the parentage and lineage for which rabbits do well for him. And then he also has a DHEC-approved kitchen facility where he processes his own rabbit. So he sells the whole rabbit and the cut-up rabbit and the rabbit sausage at Uptown Market.
Does he have any, like, of the Angora rabbits that, you know, with their
the
hair,
fluffy,
fur,
fluffy,
the,
yeah.
That they take the make yarn out of and everything?
No, he does. He grows them and selects them for meat. So the two varieties he uses are particularly nice for folks that want to raise a meat rabbit. He also sells the rabbit for other folks, the live rabbit, for those folks that want to raise their own rabbits.
How many rabbits does he have?
I want to say it's like 150 or so right now.
Really?
Yeah, of breeding does. Yeah.
That's today, and by tomorrow he could have 200.
Yeah. 2,000 tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Can really move those numbers fast, can't you, with rabbits? Yeah.
That was another cute moment. He let me hold one of the baby rabbits. Oh, you want to take it home? I said, oh, no, I can't.
You'd have a five-year-old that would love it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he would have enjoyed that.
Yeah. All right. Any other farms that you've visited that you can tell us a little bit about?
Well, I'm really excited that Matt's Organics will be joining us this summer. He's located in Greenwood, and he's done a lot of work with folks at the Mill House, selling them his Roma tomatoes and herbs. And he has a real focus on heirloom varieties and vegetables and growing herbs, so I think that'll be a nice add to the market for folks that want to shop with heirloom varieties.
You know, that is another connection when you can get a restaurant that is shopping local and getting that fresh produce. And you were talking about how that you like being able to make those connections with the different restaurants. I know Montague's is one of the ones that will get fresh produce and see what they can make.
Yeah, they've been a huge supporter of the Uptown Market, besides being out there and doing cooking demonstrations, but supporting the local farmers and trying the produce, trying to get as much as they can local, and even to as much as putting them on the menu. Montague's has Penny's pasta, vegetable pasta, on the menu now. And so that's been really terrific to see that connection made, and we want to encourage that and continue to offer that. We even had Cafe 312 come out to the market and do a little video series this past weekend about what produce his chef picked and what they're going to be doing with it and the whole process behind it. So.
Yeah, I mean, it really makes a difference, and, you know, that really is very, what should we say, trending.
Yeah.
When you travel and you go to a restaurant and they have listed where the beef came from, or where the rabbit came from, or whatever it is you're eating, the farms that were involved in bringing the food together.
Yeah, and we really support that. And we actually, this year, we had the Career Center from District 50 come out with their class, and they all came out in their chef uniform, and they met the farmer, and they talked to Penny Parisi for a while about, you know, her practices, and they cooked some of her produce on the spot at the farm stands. And I hope it is a good experience for them as they go forward in their career, that something that clicks and keeps with them when they go into their career.
Sure. Well, you know, it makes it special. I mean, it may not be the same menu every day because you can only get what you can get.
Right.
But if you have a good chef, you can certainly mix it up and have fresh produce that makes beautiful dishes.
Yeah, you need to be flexible and creative to be able to do that. But I think, you know, most of us want to eat at a restaurant that has a flexible, creative chef, you know. It's right. Nice to know that they're really engaged and passionate about what they're doing.
That's right. Well, you know what? It is. It has been so much fun to talk about the growth of the Uptown Market. I know that you're excited about tomorrow because it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, big day tomorrow. Very excited.
And so it's going to be going on from 10 to 2. Cake, door prizes, line dancing from the YMCA, samples, and music, Ashby Stokes and Jake Bartley.
Yeah, yeah. We're so glad that they're going to be out there. And I hope you all invite your friends.
Yeah, and come on out.
Bring them on out, yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day out there. Aromas will be there fixing up coffees and smoothies and all that good stuff. And Grits and Groceries will be supplying the cake, right?
Yeah, our celebration cake. They're going to be making that for us.
And, of course, they'll have good things to go home with. And, you know, there's nothing like some good mushrooms, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fresh mushrooms. I love her shiitake mushrooms in an omelet.
Okay. Well, there you go. Hey, this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Stephanie, thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. That'll do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.